Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heavenly privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning our Bible again back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 16, and we're continuing our study on the subject dealing with contention. And we're going back and looking at this early incident in the life of Abraham and Sarah. And then we're coming on and look in the life of Jacob and learn from the Word of God how to deal with contention. I pointed out to you on yesterday that the problem is that contention often brings into it the innocent victims. It's just like a spider web. It catches a lot of things that it was not intended for. Here in Genesis chapter number 16, here's the story without my doing a lot of reading. God has promised Abraham a son. He's now an old man. The son has not been born. And Sarah is past the stage of life for conceiving a child. And so she decides that she is going to help God fulfill his purpose and his plan for her and Abraham. She comes to Abraham with this idea. She said, I cannot conceive. I'm going to give you Hagar, my maid, to be your wife, and we'll let her come into you, and she can conceive by you. And so they follow the game plan, and it goes exactly as they intended. But now then, Abraham is married. Hagar conceives. Then Sarah is despised in Hagar's eyes. And then Sarah begins to despise Hagar. And so in verse number 5, the Bible said, and Sarah said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. And again I say, what a statement. Listen to it. She confesses it is her wrong, not his, but hers. But yet she wants to pass the responsibility and the blame for her wrong unto her husband. And it's like Abraham said, don't put it on me. She's your handmaid, and you do with her whatever seems good to you to do. And so Sarah begins to deal hardly and harshly with Hagar, and it becomes so hard that Hagar leaves. And again, let me say to you, here is Hagar, in somewhat a innocent victim. She is brought into this without any real choosing of her own. Remind you, she is the maid, she is a servant, and she's brought into this without any real choosing of her own. But now then, she will bear the brunt of the suffering for someone else's wrongdoing. And because of the harsh dealing of Sarah with her, Hagar flees. She runs into the wilderness. I pick up the reading in verse number 7. The Bible said, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou, and whither goest thou? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. Now, I admit to you, here is some hard words to live. She runs because of the pressure and the harshness of her mistress. And now then she's in the wilderness. She's there by the fountain. And the angel of the Lord appears unto her and said, I want you to notice what he said to her. He called her by name first. He called her Hagar. And then second, he called her Sarai's maid. He reminds her of her position. She is Sarah's maid. She may be in running and she may be hurting, but she is still Sarah's maid. And then the angel asked her two questions. Number one, he said, "Whence cometh thou? Where did you come from?" And then number two, he said, "Whither will you go? Where did you come from? And where are you going to?" Now she answers the first question. She said, "I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarah. I'm running. She's been hired on me. I'm running from her." Now notice in verse number 9, "And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hand." Now, friend, I want to say to you again, that's not easy living. It's a whole lot easier saying than it is doing. But you see, here is the whole context of dealing with a problem of division. You do not accomplish anything by running away from your problem. You see, wherever you go, the problem is still there. And you do not run away from problems and conquer them, but rather you confront them if you're going to conquer them. So the angel of the Lord tells her to return and submit herself under the hands of Hagar, her mistress. But I want you to notice the promise that the angel gives her in verse number 10. "And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude." And he goes on to tell her she's with child. And notice, she only is with one child, but she has promised God's multiplication upon her seed. She will have many seed, but she is to go back and submit. And friend, it's always fruitful when you submit to those that are in authority over you. You do not gain anything by contention and strife and division. And so she returns. Let me skip down to verse number 13. The Bible said, "And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer-Lahai-Rori. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered." Here we find the angel of the Lord comes to Sarah. She is brokenhearted. There is contention. There is strife. It's not only now just between Abraham and Sarah. It's become between her and Sarah. And God reminds her that she is still Sarah's handmaid. And she is to return and submit. And God said, if you will do that, then I will bless you. I will multiply your seed. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. Now, friend, listen to me. I don't care what the strife or the situation may be. God sees you. And God knows. Now, I know oftentimes it's very easy when there's contention for someone to say, well, God knows. And friend, he does. He knows it all. He knows the very unspoken thoughts of our heart and our mind. He knows it all. So here we see in the life of Hagar and in the life of Abraham and Sarah, contention that involved others and it hurt others. But yet when those who were injured by the wrongs of others submitted to the word of God and the authority of God and returned and confronted the contention, God gives victory and joy in their heart. Now then come with me back to Genesis chapter number 26, where I began reading on yesterday. Here we find that Isaac is down in the country of Gerar. And we find that God blessed him. The Bible said down in verse number 12, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great." Let me just say a word here. Verse number 13, the Bible said the man waxed great. Contention is the fruit of jealousy. Contention is strife and hatred in its childhood. And strife and hatred are the adult stages of contention. But it begins with just a seed of jealousy. a seed of envy, a root of bitterness springs up. And so somebody has said, if you don't want any problems, don't ever have anything, don't ever learn anything, and don't ever do anything. And if you have nothing, do nothing, and know nothing, then there will not be much strife and envy and jealousy against you. But now Isaac grew until he became very great. And now then he becomes an enemy. Notice what he said in verse number 14. The Bible said, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. And dear friend, when you start progressing in the growth of God and knowing something about God and doing something for God, oftentimes contention arises in your life. And if you will watch yourself and watch the people around you, most of the time, it's not the people up in the front lines that are shooting back on those behind them. We're never attacked by those who are ahead of us spiritually. It's those who are behind, those who are envious, those who are jealous, that usually stir up the strife and contention. In verse number 15, now the Bible said, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with the earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Here the contention is beginning. Isaac has been blessed of the Lord. He has become great. He's become fruitful. He has become wealthy. And so the herdsmen of Gerar filled up the wells with dirt. And now then Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we are. And the Bible said in verse number 17, and Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. He moves out a distance. He remains in their country and he stays there. But now look at verse number 18. The Bible said, and Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abram his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the name by which his father had called them. So Isaac then stops the wells that they had stopped up, which his father had digged in the days of his father's life. My friend, we can see now the contention is beginning to build. And I know it's a story form, and we got to wait till tomorrow until we can really see the contention as it develops and unfolds in the life of this man Isaac, between him and his herdsmen and the people of Gerar. Abimelech and his people, they start digging the wells, and there's contention and there's strife that comes in between them. And my desire is that we learn from Isaac how to deal with this contention and deal with this strife. That's a great lesson, and many need to learn it in our day when there's so much contention and strife and division. And we'll continue, the Lord willing, our study on tomorrow. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.